Okay, talking head, conceptual inspiration here, I hope. And it is this, because I've been looking for and hoping to find my grab of things, so what to say, my format here, and I think the secret is, the solution is, again, focus on the target group, so to speak, an audience, which is those who really, you know, think about life, the deeper questions of life. Is there a soul? Are we part of the supreme soul? How does it work? Is it is all one or not? Bit of tattva. This thing about afterlife, near death, this cosmology of the ancients, this breaking out of the this kind of mind controlled situation, like, because that's the way religions, you know, we can talk about that, how this knowledge that is really about freedom, you could say, it's mukti, you know, liberation, which means that when you follow this path of yoga, then you are becoming strong, independent, free, and you are just a servant of God, you know, you're depending only on God, and then you got these governments, these rulers who try to grab all of that, and how it happens and how we should deal with it, and how this might be the end of this, just as we find now today that we might be approaching the end, or having already seen the end of the unipolar situation and this multipolar, and, you know, countries taking care of themselves and supporting each other, and we also need to be like that, taking care of ourselves and each other, supporting, helping, sharing, because we are seeing, let's be frank about it, governments becoming very weak, and there is fascism here and there, and sometimes disguised as democracy and the great, great free and good, and, you know, this propaganda going on. We need to see that too. So here we are, and we need to deal with all of this. But it all comes down to also seeing the bigger thing in here. It used to be that we were controlled again by the rulers of the rulers who used religion, and then religions and then groups, cults, I don't know, but who are not trying to get us this way or that way. And you might be, you know, be an activist in the environmentalism movement, some of them, which is really ruled by some elite who are making money or using power play. You know, it's all very difficult to see what's really behind the screen. And then these media are so powerful, but that means also they can be so powerfully used to control our minds, to mold our minds. And then, of course, when you say that, then someone will say, oh, conspiracy theorist. But, you know, maybe that word has been given to you by those who mold your minds. Because good propaganda is invisible. So everything is just all right. And you are just in the hands of some very good and honest people, those people who are controlling the media here, that you look at the screens, you know, and all that. And if you don't think that way, the right way, if you don't agree with that reality that we are showing you, which is the obvious reality, right? That everyone knows it's for real and it's a good and all that, then you're a conspiracy theorist. You are one of those, one of the others. Axis of evil, you know, you... Oh, sorry. To you. So, you know, here we are, right, what I just drafted up now should connect into some kind of conceptual unity there. Continuity or something that we can, where we can be. Because what it's about is you know this move to free ourselves, to free our minds and to see things as they are and see ourselves as we are. And if someone then comes and tells you that, well, there you, haha, this guy is saying to you that is possible, but you know, everyone has his or her truth, and if someone comes and tells you that I'm going to tell you the truth, and that's a conspiracy theorist or something like that. So, but you know, what do you think? What do you know? What have we humans actually learned? What truths? What good things? During the thousands and thousands and tens of thousands of years that we have lived on this planet, sometimes in long eras of stability, maybe not super duper high tech and well, super complex, sophisticated culture such as this modern one, but maybe wiser. sometimes simplicity is wiser. Having all that you need. But still in natural, harmonious, and healthy ways. In balance with Mother Nature, rather than torturing her. So yeah, let's look at it here. And I can only tell you, that what I'm gonna say here is what works for me and has done so a long life. Because where we need to start is to make our own lives, yes, me and you, successful, happy, healthy, satisfying, meaningful, strong, and good. You know, for real. And if you are one of those who, when I say these words, scoff cynically, oh, you're romantic, you believe that's possible. Soon you're gonna talk about love also, aren't you? Cosmic love and all that. Yep. And you don't have to listen if you don't like it.